My name is Carolina, and I am 35 years old. I was born in 1986 in a Polish town called Strzelce Opolskie. My family and I escaped communism about a year and a half after I was born. And we sought asylum in Western Germany in hope for a better life. Now, I moved to Hong Kong in May 2018, so I've been here for just over 3.5 years. Though I was an infant and too young to have memories of my own in Poland, I grew up with stories that my parents have shared with me over the years. So we left Poland before the collapse of the USSR, and it was not easy to do so. Firstly, one required an official letter from the West, like from a family member inviting you over, and then one was only allowed to go on a holiday, technically, to visit family. So if a whole family was planning a so-called visit, the government found it suspicious and would not really permit it. Now, my dad knew somebody, though, in a local office and managed to get the papers for all four of us. He had an old collection of LPs and sold those and got enough money together to get us plane tickets. So we just left with two suitcases. Now, a nice story I have about that is a priest blessed a piece of bread before we left and put it in one of the suitcases. So the intention was to wish us to always have food and never empty stomachs. And before I moved to Hong Kong, I found the suitcase in my basement and it still had that piece of bread in it, and the piece of bread was intact. So it hadn't molded or disintegrated. So my mom told me that life during the USSR was like people would get almost brainwashed at school. So history lessons and books, they portrayed the USSR always in a like glorious and victorious way. So they would be told that the USSR is simply the best, whether in regards to the economy or even to claiming they have the most beautiful girls in the world. Now, when my I have a story about that as well. So when my mom was around 10 years old, she caught the flu. Now, unlike most children nowadays who would welcome the day off school, she was throwing a tantrum and crying because she really wanted to go to school. Her explanation for that was that by staying at home, she was not contributing to her country and therefore letting her country down. So they were, the kids back in the days were, yeah, like I said, almost brainwashed and believing that the USSR is gives you a perfect life. Now, despite what the propaganda claimed, reality obviously looked different. People were poor and only getting minimal supplies on food stamps. So, for example, when my parents got married, they chose purposely the 27th of December as it was just after Christmas. And so they wouldn't have to somehow get their hands on decorations or things like this, because everything in town, in the church, already looked a little bit more decorated and nicely. And food-wise, everybody had to get together. So all the guests got together and contributed their food stamps so that my parents could have a nice wedding reception. A common thing during that time was also for people to receive parcels from the West. So sometimes from family members or from strangers as well sometimes. So, for example, schools in the West or other institutions would organize for families to donate toys or food. And of course, the excitement when they received things like chocolate was immense, because that was quite rare in those days. So my mom had eight people in her household, and they would all have to share like a chocolate bar amongst each other, but they would appreciate that little bite they would get. Also, just in general, I would say the time was, I don't know, it was behind a bit in regards to development. So when I would compare stories of, for example, when I was a baby to those of people living in the West when they were babies, they didn't quite match up. So more my parents' generation, their time would be comparable, their experience would be comparable to the experience of maybe grandparents or great grandparents in the West. So everything was a bit behind, I would say. One, if I could name one example, is things like diapers. In the East, we didn't have such a thing. So when I was a baby, my parents had to just use a cloth and then boil it in a big pot to disinfect it and clean it. Whereas in the West, there were such things already for like diapers for a long time. Also, there were stories circulating about people who spoke up for the community, such as priests. Suddenly disappearing. So I guess the government saw them as a threat. And no one really talked about it, but people always knew that they had been either killed or sent to a forced labor camp. Then the views on the stan voyenne or martial law were varied. Though my dad believes that it was a necessity to avoid Russian involvement. So he was in the military at that time, so he had direct intel that it was a means to prevent the invasion of Russian soldiers. And it was successful, it worked. And though the elections in June 4th, 1989 were semi-free, it was an important first step towards democracy. So life did change after the collapse of the USSR. One thing I always hear my family talk about is the fact that people could finally buy anything they wanted in shops. So that was the big excitement. Also, what I noticed in regards to society, there's a lot of Catholics in Poland, and their belief is very strong compared to other countries. And I believe it's because during communism, religion tends to be suppressed. So Karl Marx once mentioned that religion is like the opium for the people, it clouds people's minds. So the communists were against people practicing religion in a way. So I find like if you are not allowed to believe in something, then in reverse, it actually strengthens your beliefs and they become more deeper. And though a lot of changes occurred economically and socially in the 90s, I find that actually a more significant transformation happened after Poland joined the European Union in 2004.